mentioned the Tzav, and the Pasuk tells us, Hanistar Hashem Elokeinu v'niglot lanu v'aninu ad olam lasod kol divrei Torah azot. Hidden things are for Hashem, but the revealed to us are for us and our sons forever to fulfill the dictates of the Torah. So Rashi there comments that a few psukim earlier, Hashem is saying that when somebody sins in his heart and he's thinking the wrong things and doing the wrong things, that we're going to get punished. So Rashi says, you know, a person might be like, you know, what am I supposed to do about it? How am I supposed to know what he's thinking in his heart? How is that my problem? So this pasuk is coming along and saying, you're right, you can't know that. But that does mean that you do have a responsibility when it is revealed to you, when you do know about it. So everything that you can see is your responsibility. And even though it's not something you're doing, it's something your friend's doing, you're responsible for it. And this is a topic we refer to as Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh LaZeh. All of Am Yisrael, we are responsible for each other. But this term, Arev, is what we refer to, you know, in Halacha as Arvut, which is a guarantor. But one person is a guarantor for the other person. So this is the din that everybody in Am Yisrael is a guarantor that everybody else in Am Yisrael is going to keep the mitzvah. And that this rule allows us to be motzi somebody in a mitzvah. Like, I can make kiddush for you, even if I already made kiddush. I could have made kiddush, and then you come and you'd be like, listen, can you make kiddush for me? I don't know how to make kiddush, and I can make kiddush for you. And I can blow shofar for you, even though I already blew shofar. That's how I can be motzi you. This is all me din. So if your friend is missing a mitzvah, it's like I'm missing the mitzvah, and therefore I'm able to help him out. So too, that's about mitzvah tase. So too, I have a responsibility to stop my friend from doing mitzvah lo tase. Obviously, you know, we're not saying to lock him up so he won't do it. That's not my responsibility. But in other words, if a word from me, an idea from me, a suggestion from me, were able to convince this person to stop doing what he was doing, and I don't do it, I certainly bear a degree of responsibility for that. That's the concept of Arvut. So the Chafetz Chaim says, imagine, you know, Arev is a guarantor. Reuven lends Shimon money. So Reuven says, I don't trust Shimon because he never is able to pay me back. So I go to him and say, listen, lend Shimon the money, and if he doesn't pay you back, I'll pay you back. That's what an Arev is. So let's say in that circumstance, when what do I see Shimon doing with the money? I see Shimon's investing. He's giving the money to the Nigerian guy who emails you and says, just give me your social security number. And so that would be foolish of him, and he would lose the money, and he's not going to have the money to pay back Reuven, and I'm going to have to pay back Reuven. So I'm going to be like, Shimon, don't do that. You know, invest your money wisely. So when I see Shimon is doing something that's going to cause a loss and cause me to lose my money, I'm going to do my best to stop him. That, says the Chafetz Chaim, is the lesson of Arvut when it comes to mitzvah too. Just like I want to stop Shimon from taking a financial loss because I'm going to be the one left holding the bag. I'm going to be the one left having to pay the fee when Shimon can't pay. So too when it comes to mitzvot. When it comes to mitzvot, that is also our same responsibility. Just like I don't want to be the one to get punished when he does an avera, and if I have a way to stop him, I'm going to do it. So too, just like when I don't want to have to pay his debts back. So I don't want to get punished for his averas, the way I don't want to have to pay his debts back, that's what it means that when we are an arev. I'll only add that in the footnote he points out that in the Torah there's a nikud on the word ulvaninu. So what is the nikud on ulvaninu? So he doesn't have Microsoft Word to tell you that's when you click B and it bolds it. He says this is what you used to do when you used to write a letter. There used to be a thing called writing people letters with your handwriting. And if you wanted to emphasize something, so you could use a highlighter, or you could, you know, put some dots around it. That was the equivalent of bolding it and marking it and making sure the person paid attention. So when the pasuk says Nikud al ulvavenu, what is it saying? Niglo lan ulvanenu. It's saying that I'm emphasizing this. Make sure you and your children know this. It's especially important that you make sure your children, the Ikar is Vishinatam Levanecha, that everyone understands this Yesod of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazen. Not only do we have to do mitzvot, that we are responsible to make sure others do mitzvot. So here we have this message of Parsha Nitzavim, perfectly timed for our Slichos week, to be talking about what it is that we're supposed to be doing. We're supposed to be focusing on our mitzvot, but also on the mitzvot of all our fellow Jews of Am Yisrael. Shkoyach.